So, let's talk about the Beast, shall we? I mean, we've all seen the movie. We've all swooned over his transformation from a beastly creature to a dashing prince. But there's one thing we never really got to see, isn't there? I mean, we all know what happens when a frog turns into a prince, right? He loses his froggy parts and gains some more human parts. But what about the Beast? I mean, think about it. He's this huge hulking beast with these massive paws and this thick, shaggy fur. And we all know what they say about guys with big paws, right? So does that mean the Beast is packing some serious heat down there? I mean, we're talking beastly proportions here, and then he turns into this handsome prince. But does that mean his princely parts are smaller? I mean, he's not a beast anymore, right? So does that mean he's lost some of his beastly endowments? Or does he still have that beastly package just in a more prince-like form? I mean, imagine the prince walking around with this massive beastly bulge in his pants. That would certainly make for an interesting ball, wouldn't it? Or maybe he's got a more manageable size now. Maybe he's more of a grower than a shower, if you know what I mean. But then again, maybe it's all just a fairy tale. Maybe the Beast was never packing anything beastly to begin with. Maybe he was just a big, cuddly teddy bear all along. But then again, where's the fun in that?